Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stevie bringing us back. Stevie Nicks, thanks for hanging out with me. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. You can find the work that Jane Pollock has done with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust, all the different things she's taught us. It's kind of like a webinar. You know, we've had this. She's cast her wisdom pearls before us, and we still have them. So you can go back and learn some more. And while you're at my site, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and take the poll question right there on the homepage. Jane, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website too, please.
JanePollack.com, JanePollack.com.
And they can find your book there and all the other things that you do.
And my blog, all of it.
All the things that you do to help entrepreneurs, and thank you for that. Good job there. Okay, you've got an event planned that sounds a little bit like a subversive group to me. And I want you to tell the audience what you got, what's coming up, and why you're doing it.
Well, as entrepreneurs, we never get the holiday party or the office picnic, the summer picnic. So I'm going to have an office party for all of my clients. It's a client appreciation event. It's going to be on Monday night. And
but
I have about 60 women coming.
There's the subversive part. Yeah.
What's that it's all women?
60 women. Are you guys going to have a permit to assemble or anything like that?
I did have to rent the room, but that's about it. And it's great. You know, the thing is, we all work independently, and you know, I want everybody to meet each other, and I have an extraordinary client base, so it's an opportunity for me to say thank you and to have them connect with each other. And I think that, you know, just to feel appreciated in this day and age is pretty unusual.
So you're bringing all your clients in. And
that's only a small number.
I didn't mean to say that. But you're bringing a bunch of your clients in.
I am.
And just to say thank you.
Just to say thank you. You know, it's really my give back, and it's, you know, between you and me, it's a bit of a marketing thing.
Yeah.
Because I think there'll be a lot of buzz, but it's really a way of showing my appreciation. I did one a couple of years ago. In the middle of winter, there were 80 women, and it was so memorable that people still talk about it.
You know,
everybody will have an opportunity to introduce themselves, and people are doing very unusual and wonderful things when they're entrepreneurial.
Never underestimate how touched your customers will be by a sincere, honest, authentic gesture.
I'm
not talking about, it doesn't have to be a lot of money.
No.
I did this years ago, probably almost 20 years ago, when I had my consulting business. We had a little reception I was still renting an office in those days. We had a little reception, and here I have, I've got this little upstart company, and I've got some clients, but they're big shots, you know, and I didn't think anybody would show up. And you know what? Every one of them came, and they acted like it was the biggest thing in the world, and I got more goodwill out of that. And it was sincere. I just wanted to say thank you, because they'd really had helped me. And I was so surprised and impressed by how far that gesture went.
I can think of one other person who's invited me to a goodwill kind of a party, and she'd just become my financial advisor because I got to see who else she was working with, and I thought, these are people I really respect, and if they're trusting her with their money, I can trust her. When the opportunity came,
right,
I decided I would trust her too. So you're right, it's those planting those seeds, and it's out of pure desire to do this. I love these women.
I wonder.
And there's also a benefit too. You know?
This is not, you and I didn't invent this, Jane. People have been doing this for a long time. I wonder if this is becoming a lost art. And let me tell you why I say that. I do this kind of thing for our customers now, in my company now. And sometimes when I do this, I'm talking C-level folks that I do something for. They actually, and I've had, one of them has actually said to me, you know what, you're the only one of our customers who actually does this.
Wow.
Now, is this becoming a lost art? I mean, what's wrong with people?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, though. I sent out 200 snail mail. Remember that, that medium?
Oh, yeah. The post office.
I heard back from fewer than half the people, which, you know, is, and then I sent an email, and then I started calling people.
Yeah.
But that's, speaking of lost art, the lost art of RSVPing.
Right,
you know,
no kidding.
People know I got it.
No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, folks, James, tell me, what are you going to do in this event?
Well, I'm going to feed them. I'm mm-hmm. going to give them something to drink. We're going to do self-introductions, and I'm going to express my gratitude. And that's about it. It's a party.
And then you're going to let them talk?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you think they'll talk?
We'll talk to each other?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
The thing is, I'll have them say what they do. And people do such interesting things. I have mm-hmm. a woman who opened a kayaking store. I have a woman who does care, you know, puts healthcare workers in people's homes. There's just such a huge variety of what people do that immediately after introductions, I know people will make people.
And they're excited about themselves, aren't they, about what they're doing?
They really are. They really are. The energy level there. I'm in
Can
a
I come?
Complex. Would you?
Don't
I
you,
would love it, Jim.
Well, don't you need?
It.
Don't you try to legitimize this thing? I mean, I'm not sure that's legal for just all women, no men at all.
You flatter yourself, Jim.
Well, I often do that, Jane. Hey, Jane, give us your website. Give us your website again, please.
It's janepollack.com, JanePollak. I would love you to come, Jim. You can put on a wig.
We'd love
I'm blogging today. It says no party hats, I promise.
Okay. Hey, listen, what is the new grandchild going to call you?
Oh, I told you, Lady Gaga.
Okay. Hey, Jane, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Thank you,
and
Jim.
And congrats on the little one.
Thanks.
See you next time. Jane Pollack, ladies and gentlemen. Lady Gaga, Pollack. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.